With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Time magazine has named Donald Trump its Person of the Year for 2024. It marks the second time the president-elect has received the recognition. He was also Person of the Year in 2016, the year he was first elected to the White House. President Biden is commuting hundreds of sentences and issuing more than three dozen pardons in the waning days of his administration.
In an early morning announcement, President Biden is pardoning 39 people convicted of nonviolent crimes and commuting the sentences of nearly 1,500 who were released to home confinement during the pandemic. The White House says it's the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. Biden also says he'll be taking more steps in the next 5.5 weeks before the Trump administration takes over. In a statement, the president says America was built on the promise of possibility and second chances, and that he has the great privilege of extending mercy to people who've demonstrated remorse and rehabilitation. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, FBI Director Christopher Wray has decided to resign before Donald Trump takes office next month. He told bureau workers that he plans to step down in order to avoid political distractions.
My goal is to keep the focus on our mission, on the indispensable work each of you is doing every single day. And in my view, this is the best way to avoid dragging the Bureau deeper into the fray while reinforcing the values and principles that are so important in how we do our work.
Trump has named Kash Patel to lead the FBI. New York City's police commissioner says the gun found on the suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO matches shell casings found at the crime scene. Luigi Mangione is jailed in Pennsylvania. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia. SRN's Michael Harrington has that story.
The Fairfax County Circuit Court has refused to quash a lawsuit filed by students against the school board's policy of punishing them if they refuse to use the fellow students' preferred pronouns. School officials have tried repeatedly to get the suit thrown out to no avail. Under a program designed to promote transgenderism, Fairfax County will punish a student up to 5 days of suspension if they fail to use designated pronouns. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Orthodox priest is trying to keep the tiny Greek village of Fortuna alive. He's raising money to attract families to the village, which could disappear because of its aging population. The grassroots effort is attracting national attention in Greece, where the birth rate has plummeted. The Orthodox Church argues that incentives being offered by the government are welcome, but insufficient to reverse the dire demographic trends. This is SRN News. A Hawaiian woman is safe after going missing back in November.
Hana Kobayashi vanished last month in Los Angeles,
which clearly shows Kobayashi crossing the United States border on foot into Mexico.
Kobayashi had missed her connecting flight to New York and planned to explore Los Angeles, but subsequent text messages to her family and an inability for them to reach her alarmed them so much they reported her missing. LAPD says they're happy to learn Kobayashi was safe, and new information shows this is a private matter. Her father, who was involved in the search, was found dead in a parking lot near LA International Airport late last month. The family says it was a suicide. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, stock futures are lower this morning after yesterday's record day for the NASDAQ. The tech-heavy index closed above the 20,000 level for the first time. More details at SRNNews.com.